Canmore, bring on the rebels. The Canmore Wolverines football team has sights set on a familiar foe, the W.R. Myers Rebels, in the first round of Tier 4 Alberta High School playoffs this Saturday, November 12, in Tabor. Kickoff is 3 p.m. For 365 days, the Wolverines have been licking their chops at the thought of this rival matchup that's picked up steam in recent years. The last time we played them, they ended our season last year, so we're hoping to return the favor this year, said Spencer Rose, the Wolverines' head coach. In the past 4 years, the Wolverines have faced off twice against the Rebels in the playoffs, going 1-1. In 2018, the Wolverines won the Southern Alberta Championship against the visiting Rebels, in a 21-20 instant classic. The Wolverines went on to win provincials for the first time. Most recently in 2021, the Rebels ran over the visiting Wolverines by 31 points. In that game, the Rebels delivered a couple onside kicks and recovered the ball. A strategy that the Wolverines will be ready for this year. Rose said the team's keys to victory are securing positions, containing Tabor's running game, and being able to give quarterback Nico Horniansky some breathing room after the snap. Provided we can get the protection, I think we can use the athleticism and talent at receiver and running back position, and the arm, the athleticism of our quarterback could be key for our offense, said Rose. A number of these guys really want to go out there and win. They've been putting in a ton of work at the gym, in the film sessions, and on the field, which has been fantastic. The Wolverines might be without star defensive lineman Keithan Simeon, who is recovering from a hand injury and is questionable for Saturday. However, the squad's offensive prowess turned up a notch this season and isn't the pushover from one season ago. New Wolverines coach and offensive coordinator Carson Sander revolutionized the team's offense, scoring more points in its first 3 games, 97, than all of last year's regular 6-game season and one playoff game, 75 points combined. It's been huge for us, said Rose. Having played receiver for 2 years in junior football and then played university football as well, so he really knows the passing game and offensive side. The winner of Saturday's matchup faces the winner of the Drumheller Titans and Clare's Home Cobras.